that it takes to take me some sun. Make me a bit to take something old and something new. Something I said that we did that reminds me of you. Make me a bit to take that makes me. Hey everyone, this is Make Me a Mixtape number 21. If you saw on Facebook, I said that this show was taking a little break as I was obsessed with Pokemon Go. I'm now at the point where I've pretty much caught them all, and getting to another level is a grind that doesn't seem that fun, so I'm kind of waiting for something else to come out in the game to make it fun. So, I was not making mixtapes while I was catching them all. It was really fun while it lasted, though. The first couple nights, I would go out thinking I was going to take a walk around the block playing, and I ended up out walking all around the city till 5 in the morning. Then I'd get up at 7 and go to work the next day, and I did that for a few days in a row. And it was actually kind of fun to be addicted to something like that, just because I don't have that kind of type of personality, and it was truthfully nice to have something to focus my mind on. And it was nice. I think it's helped a lot of people get outside, get exercise. And the last game ever that I remember staying up all night playing was actually the first Pokemon game for the Game Boy, so it kind of came full circle. And I guess this show has turned into something that I play a few songs when I need to clean my room, and then stop and talk to you guys for a few minutes and go back and play a few songs, because that's the plan for tonight. I know I want to start this show off with a song from the new Martha album, Blisters in the Pit of My Heart. Martha's one of my favorite current bands, and this album is turning into the album I'm playing the most this summer for sure. So, this is Ice Cream and Sunscreen by Martha.
The autumn forecast's looking dismal again. This year I'll spend November in the house. August sort of stifled your potential, didn't it? It's Coyne's boy that caught you out. I know you wish for fireworks to light your July sky. I was the dampest box of matches you could ever hope to find. I'm sorry, what I hate, yeah, I was watching the skin peeling off your sunburnt shoulders. I know you only melt in the middle like ice cream and sunscreen. Blisters in the pit of my heart, blisters in the pit of my heart. Our birthdays came and went unnoticed again. You said you knew my star sign from the start. That late September sunshine.
Box of matches you never hoped to find. tell it, I'll ride it like a hook. I bet I can write a book on how you can lose all your friends. I swear I'd go to the end of this planet just to find an escape, I'm afraid.
Okay, so that was Martha with Ice Cream and Sunscreen. Mikey Erg, on his long-awaited post-Erg solo album, Tentative Decisions, with the song Faulty Metaphor, and Mixtapes with And If We Both Fail. Mixtapes are definitely my favorite band to listen to while I'm jogging. The high tempo and great lyrics make it the time pass and keep my mind occupied, but they're just really great songwriters and they're a really great band. Next, we're gonna hear a song that actually really means a lot to me, just as far as it hits really close to home, and it's one of the few songs in recent memory that totally brings me to tears. So this is Wu-Tang Clan by L.O. Darlin.
She dreams of Staten Island. She never ever dreams of Wolfenstein. And her friends are getting married, getting their hair cut like Jill Dando. And she hopes that Terry Songs won't ask her out tonight for the fourth. No one around.
Okay, so that was Wu-Tang Clan by L.O. Darlin, Dancing with a Hole in Your Heart by Art Museums, and The Owl's Escape by Mary Timoney. Next, let's listen to a song from Schoolhouse Rock. I have been teaching GED classes at a jail this summer, and I've been using Schoolhouse Rock to teach a lot of the very basic concepts that people learned in school but just haven't thought about it in that way in so many years that they need a refresher. So yeah, just today I was doing a lesson on the six types of simple machines, and after me boringly talking about them for people who learn different ways, I played some Schoolhouse Rock videos. And then when I was reminding them what an adverb is and a conjunction is, of course, we played Schoolhouse Rock. So here is one of the many great songs from Schoolhouse Rock.
Craze that's sweeping the nation. Come on, do the circulation. Starts with your heart, what a great sensation. Come on, do the circulation. Out through your arteries, into your veins. Your heart pumps your blood, then it does it again. So come on, everyone get it on, everyone. Circulation. So come on, everybody exercise your body for circulation. Just start moving around. Circulation.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Do you want to go to the moon with me? Do you want to go to the moon with me? Do you want to go to the moon with me? Do you want to go to the moon with me?
The meanest man I ever knew. He'd stomp and scream and be real mean the whole day through.
Yeah?
He'd frown a bunch, he ate nails for lunch and he'd never laugh.
Well, I'd like him.
He'd growl and yell and I heard tell he never took a bath.
Wow.
Nasty Dan.
Nasty Dan.
Was a nasty man.
Yeah?
Hard to understand that Nasty Dan. Yeah. Now Nasty Dan was a nasty man the whole day long.
Good for him.
He'd go where he could and he'd try real good to make things go wrong.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He'd jump for joy when a little boy would trip and fall.
Really mean.
And the only words that he ever said were, I don't like you at all.
Yeah,
nasty
right on.
Dan was a nasty man. Hard to understand that Nasty Dan. Now here's the best part, it's about a girl named Nasty Pearl.
Oh, she sounds okay too.
Nasty Pearl was a nasty girl who met Dan somehow.
Yeah.
She said, you're like me, rotten as can be, let's get married now. So they went and they did and had a nasty kid, and I must confess that Dan pretty much leaves everybody alone now, and he doesn't bother anybody anymore. 'Cause he just lives in his nasty old house with his nasty old wife and his nasty kids.
Yeah.
In nasty happiness.
Far out.
Nasty Dan. He's a happy man.
Yeah.
Hard to understand that Nasty Dan.
Wow. That was really great.
You like
and
that?
Say, aren't you Johnny Trash?
Cash.
Cash, Cash.
Have a rotten day.
Yeah. Wow, there goes my kind of guy.
All right, so there's a quick block of kids' music with Do the Circulation from Schoolhouse Rock. Kepi Goli with Let's Go to the Moon from his excellent album Kepi for Kids. And Johnny Cash and Oscar the Grouch from Sesame Street with Nasty Dan. Let's see, what should I play now? I'm sorry, I'm not feeling too talkative today, which sometimes, as you know, if you've listened to other episodes, sometimes I'll go on and on about a band, specifically some of the cartoon bands, but literally no one has ever commented on that's an aspect of the show they like, so you're probably just all waiting for me to get on with the songs anyhow. Let's listen to a song by The Replacements. I've been listening to The Replacements pretty much nonstop because I was reading the excellent biography, Trouble Boys, and kind of listening to each album as that chapter in the book was going on. So I've been listening to a ton of The Replacements, and you probably know that they're one of the greatest rock and roll bands ever. So let's listen to Alex Chilton by The Replacements. I think I played Big Star on the very last episode, so this will kind of make that connection. And it's one of my favorite Replacement songs from the album Pleased to Meet Me, which is an album I really like. And I know a lot of hardcore Replacements fans think that was after they were a good punk band and think that was one of the commercial albums that they don't like, but I really like it. So here is Alex Chilton by The Replacements.
Can't you gonna do now that he's gone? Hey girl, I saw you smiling when I came along. Hey girl, are you looking for another guy to hurt? I love the way you walk, that's good. I think I'll take a chance. Take a chance, I think you know that it's all I can do. Hey girl, just keeping my mind off of you. Hey girl, well can you see the writing on the wall? We could have it all if we just take a chance. Take a chance, I think I think I'll take a chance, I think I
Okay, so that was The Replacements with Alex Chilton. Their rival band, Husker Du, with Makes No Sense At All. It was funny reading in The Replacements book about their rivalry with Husker Du. They crossed paths frequently early in both of their careers in the 80s hardcore scene. And luckily for all of us, they both bands shed their hardcore sound very early on and started writing pop songs, but it's just kind of funny, and I don't know what hardcore kids thought of them, but yeah, fuck hardcore kids. So and then The Late Show with Take a Chance. The Late Show were a late 70s power pop band who had an album called Portable Pop that I really like. They're from Indiana. Or I don't know, maybe I just think they're from Indiana because they're called The Late Show and David Letterman's from Indiana. I don't know, I'll have to double check. But anyhow, a few years ago, their album Portable Pop was released and I really like it. So that was The Late Show with Take a Chance. Next, I'm going to end with a couple songs. I'm going to play a song by Laura Benanti called I'm Glad I'm Not Young Anymore. And I'm playing that because I am super excited that in a couple days I will be seeing Laura Benanti play at a very small cabaret club. And I think her amazing voice, which I've seen fill up giant theaters from the balcony and been so incredibly moved by, seeing it in a tiny, like 50-seat club is going to be amazing, and I'm so excited. So anyhow, this is Laura Benanti with I'm Glad I'm Not Young Anymore.
lonely to sit here in the shade with none of the woes of man and maid. I'm glad I'm not young anymore. The rivals that don't exist at all, the feeling you're only 2 feet tall. I'm glad that I'm not young anymore. No more confusion, no morning after surprise, no self-delusion that when you're telling those lies, he isn't wise. And even if love comes through the door, the kind that goes on forevermore, forevermore is shorter than before. Oh, I'm so glad that I'm not young
guys.
That's friendship, Laura.
That is friendship. That is love.
Let's fall in love. against their wish do it. Even lazy jellyfish do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. Electric eels, I might add, do it. Though it shocks him, I know. Why ask if Shad do it? Way to bring me Shad and Roe in shallow shows. English souls do it. Goldfish in the privacy of bowls do it.
Okay, so that was Laura Benanti with I'm Glad I'm Not Young Anymore, and Ella Fitzgerald with the Cole Porter classic, Let's Do It, Let's Fall in Love. So, I guess that's it for today. If you want to say hi, stop by the Facebook page, and you can find it under Make Me a Mixtape, and I'll see you next time.